back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to, well, that little technical debacle.
A little.
Major. Major. 21-0, you're looming crispy.
Well, it was a football.
They're at the Titan 47-yard line. Back to throw it. Now they scramble. And a good hit there by Looming Galaxies.
That was Alex Rogers, 31, that made a nice little grab.
And he was able to, with one arm, just knock him to the ground. Bring up second down, about 12 or 13 yards. Lumen picked off a pass when we lost our signal here from Mount Morris and went right down and scored. And I don't know if Tom wrote down that scoring play or not. Rush on the quarterback, but he gets away off the middle on the flag. This will be a first down all the way down to the Lumen 30, but probably coming back with a hole.
Yeah, the umpire threw the ball, flag, Greg, into the area that would probably be an offensive hold by the line. Cream Harris, by the way, made a terrific unassisted tackle in the middle of the field. Very nice play, but man, can that quarterback run? That would be hard nut address.
But all for naught. Yeah, he paid for it too, because Harris dropped him like third period chemistry.
Yeah, he got hit pretty good.
They're going to call a hold in the backfield, take it all the way back to the Beecher 37-yard line. 10 to go, first half, 21-0. Lumen, after their touchdown, they hit a two-point conversion attempt to go up 21. And after struggles in the first couple of minutes, Lumen has looked very impressive here. Beecher, Hardnett back to throw. He's hit, he throws. This one's intercepted. Bobby Willis has it. 50, 45, and he's hit from behind and out of bounds, 41-yard line. And Lumen right back in business with a first down at the Beecher, 41-yard line. And it looks like it's going to be a real long night for the home team. Out of town last score, we had Everett leading Jackson 6-3 in their ball game.
Yeah, it's worse than that now. It's 13-3 as Jackson I again was playing pretty decently. Had a pass interference in the end zone, then a touchdown by Everett, and he was able to score. So with 7:55 to go in the second quarter, it's Lansing Everett 13, Lumen Christie 3.
Bobel runs here on first down. Looks like he has another first down from the 41 down to the Beecher 30, 11 more yards for Bobel. With 9:17 to go till halftime. County National Bank, the Collector's Zone. Side Peterson Jewelers, Protection Center, American Title Company, White's Restaurant and Catering, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, part of our group. Kucha back to pass and he throws. Great catch by Lathers! And he's down to about the 1 yard line. Terrific catch by Jacob Lathers. And he dragged a tackler down to the one.
Titans had kind of a slow start just from the standpoint that they gave up that 50-yard touchdown. It wasn't a touchdown by Beecher, but they had that 50-yard score or play that got him down to the five. Lumen Christie held them out of the end zone. But then it's been all Titans ever since.
Everybody's going to play tonight.
I hope. Kucha hands it off to Minder. He dives, and we have a marker offside on Beecher. Offside on Glenn Beecher. Called by the head linesman right in front of Beecher's legendary longtime statistician, Marty Crane, the track coach who the field or the track anyway at this facility is named after. Kucher gets a play from Herb Brogan. The ball's at the 1 yard line. I don't think they moved it too far. That's pretty good. Old time stat man takes it right from the field. And here's a handoff. Touchdown, Lumen Christie. 27-0. Kyle Minder in for the touchdown on the 1 yard run. Buck. And Abe Johnson out for the extra point. 8:24 still to go here in the first half. Kucha the holder. Troy Kucha, the junior, good snap, kick up, and that is good. 28-0, Lumen Christie. 1 minute break, and we'll be back, the good Lord willing, here on 970, 101.5 FM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the collector zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Wow, that was fast. Oh, man, that was so good. Those are two phrases that you love to say whenever you're dining out. And those are two phrases you are going to say when you dine at White's Restaurant. It's good food fast with homemade flavor. By the way, you can get White's to go, or you can get White's delivered, or you can get White's Restaurant to cater your next get-together. White's Restaurant, 845 Northwest Avenue. Call 787-3991.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
28-0, Lumen Christie, and the Titans kicking off again here. And this kick is rolling. It has to be picked up inside the 10-yard line. And Beecher in trouble here, and they're down inside the 10. And a flag. Beecher return man thought that ball was going to trickle out of bounds, but it never did, so he had to pick it up and try to run with it, and that turned into a disaster plus a flag, and it's a hold on Beecher, so that will go half the distance. Yeah, obviously sometimes when it rains it pours. Not that it's raining here or anything, but when things start going bad, they do kind of escalate. 3 yard line here for Flint Beecher, already down 28-0. And cruise control here in this first half. Still have the number one defensive unit out there right now. And Beecher comes out there running out of a gun here. And a whistle before they could get the snap off. And Beecher takes a timeout here. Action brought to you tonight by Seymour Fort Lincoln, the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, Janko Boot Shop downtown, Rambo, Jack V. Butterfield Investment, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, and of course our player of the game afterwards. We make it that far. Breeze has picked up a little bit. It's a pretty little cool. In scenic Mount Morris, Michigan. Tom out of town?
Yeah, Lansing Everett has scored again. So we're down to about 7 minutes to go in the first half. And Everett leads Jackson 13-3 in a game Jackson desperately needs to win. And then down in the Lenaway, Hudson is just running over Blissfield. It's Hudson 22, Blissfield nothing, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Of course, on K105.3 tonight, it's Grass Lake and Springport. We'll try to get you a score on that. 28-0 here. Here comes Beecher from their own 3-yard line. And they hand it off and got some running room out over the 5 to about the 8 or 9-yard line. That might be the best interior run of the night. That was Malik Ellison, who started the game at quarterback. Picks up 7, second down and 3 for the Bucks. After this game, Grass Lake Hockey. After this game, I'm stopping at one of those places down on Saginaw Row. I'm right with you. Here's a little cut back. Should be a, close to a first down. Another flag out. Falls out to the almost the 14-yard line. That would give Beecher a first down. Let's see what the flag's all about.
I'm kind of hoping the pork chop place is still open when we get out of here.
Always nice to sample the local cuisine. Face mask on Lumen. And a 15-yard walk-off here against the Titans, and that will get your first out. Out to the 28-yard line. First down out of that short gun. Patrice back to throw. He's hit as he throws. Again, the receiver gets behind the Lumen secondary. Yeah, that kid was running pretty good. That was Marcus Green running up this near sideline. And Green, and you know, the quarterback kind of gave that little head-to-shoulder fake like he was going to throw. I don't know if the Titan defenders was, whether they were biting, but certainly Green did get past the corner and the safety that rolled over the top. Was Thompson. And for Lumen Christie, Nick Thomas, I should say, and Luke Stanton out there. And pass was incomplete as the quarterback was hit just as he threw. Second and 10, they're going to throw again out in the flat. That is caught. Lumen whiffs on one tackle. And they run it out to about the 35-yard line. The ball was fumbled. But I believe they're going to blow that play dead. And that'll bring up a third down for Beecher in about 4. 28-0 here. 6.5 to go, first half. So we got two quarterbacks for Beecher tonight, Malik Ellison, Hardnett, Adrees. And on third down and 4 from the 35-yard line. Hand it off, and good running room into the secondary. Nifty move there by Ellison. He's all the way out to the 50 and a first down. You know, that was really a great run as Kareem Harris tried to make the stop on him. And Harris was in charge of keeping everybody inside of him, and he did his job. It did look like he got faked out, but his job is to turn that in, and he did. But, man, that was a great run. That was a very nifty run, and another first down for the Bucks. Forty-seven-yard line. back to throw. Throws it long. Has a man out there, and it's dropped. Bobby Willis got his hand in there, but again, he got beat. Lumen Christie beaten badly again deep in the secondary. Willis did recover there to get a hand in, but the pass was underthrown. Had that pass been thrown far enough, Tom, that's six. Yeah, he beat Willis badly again up that left sideline. Willis hung in there, and somehow I think he must have gotten his hand out of some way because the ball ended up being incomplete. So Beecher has a second and 10 trying to get on the board here. They're down 28-0 to the Titans, who are trying to finish 7-2. And have some home cooking in the playoffs. And Beecher takes time out here. Quick break here, 30 break, and we're right back on 970 and 101.5 FM.
At Morgan Stanley, you'll find a level of experience and commitment to retirement advice that we think is unique in the industry. We'll bring together all the pieces of your financial life, various accounts, properties, policies, beneficiaries, and the like, and see that those pieces work together to help provide and protect the resources you'll need for retirement. This is Matt Augustine, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Call us today at 768-7709 for advice that goes beyond investments. Let us introduce you to a new standard for retirement planning.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
5.5 to go here in the first half from Flint Beecher, Titans up 28-0. Right after the game, we'll have a real brief recap and take you to the end of the Red Wing game tonight. Red Wings in Nashville. They're just underway. Joe Louis Arena and the Wings in San Jose tomorrow night, 7 o'clock puck tilt here on 970-101.5. Second and 10. Ellison, halfback pass, and he throws it long, and that's incomplete. Well, again, two kids got behind the Titans' deepest defensive back on that play. They faked him out pretty good. Is Malik Ellison, number 10, who got the ball. And you could tell from our vantage point that he was intending on throwing that the entire way as he got deeper as he was going wider towards the Lumen Christie sideline. Yeah, I think that was Roland out there, and he was, again, really behind the secondary, but the ball missed Roland out of bounds. And a third down and 10 for Beecher. Clock stops on the incomplete, 5:29 left here in the first half. All the scores tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday program, 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM. And then it's Jamie's Outdoor Show. Beecher now in a third and 10. Then Ellison in motion. And a whistle at the snap. And it's a 5-yard walk-off against Beecher. Is it my imagination, or is this clock never run? Well, there's still 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Lumen Christie leads Beecher 28-0. As we hit 8 o'clock here on WKHM Jackson. Now, the scoreboard, Beecher has taken all three timeouts in the first half, I believe. They're not keeping track. They're not keeping track. It's on the board with three. This is one of the scoreboards that has the timeouts indicated. Third about 14. Here's a pass caught, but now a fumble. The ball's loose on the turf. And who came up with it? It's going to be a loss of yardage. Yeah, Ernie Sanders on the catch. One of the Titans came up on the far side of the field and made the stop. Ball found bounced free, and he ended up recovering it. So a big loss for Beecher.
all the way back to the 40, and it brings up fourth and forever. And Beecher's going to try to kick it. Last time it was a disaster. Eddie and King, good snap this time, has time, gets the kick away. And this is Nick Thomas on the run back. And he's run into the ditch at the 41-yard line. Sanders on the stop for Beecher, and Lumen back in business here with 4:44 to go here in the first half on WKHL. Tom out of town. Yeah, not looking good for Jackson High up at Archie Ross Stadium at Lansing Everett with 2:31 to go in the first half. It's now Everett 19 and Jackson 3. And off up the middle, that looks like Minder territory. And he's got just a couple this time. Just about a yard for Minder. .420 to go till halftime. Kucha play from Herb Rogan. Call it second down and eight. And Kucha, rolling, looking, firing, caught. That looked like Keller with the catch. And a first down at the Beecher 42. Good throw by Kucha, just got it away before he got hammered. And that's a first down and a good throw to the big tight end, Dayton Keller. And the Titans in back in Beecher territory again at the 41. And Kucha back to throw again. Looks, fires it out here, incomplete. Not bad coverage by Beecher there. Not bad at all. Headed for Meisner, and he was covered very well. And that'll bring up the second and 10. Of course, we're a touchdown away from the 35-point goal. Okay, here's Kucha wide to the right. Direct snap to Bell. Fakes right, goes left. Follows his blockers. And Bo's got it down to about the 35-yard line. 36, they'll mark it. There'll be a third down for Lumen, about four. Yeah, and with a 28-0 lead, 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first half, plenty of time. It gives you an opportunity to work on a few things. You've got a playoff game a week from tonight, so it's just it's an opportunity to get a lot of things worked on. Here's an unbalance to the left, and with a power eye, go to Bell. Good blocking, and down the sideline, cuts back in the middle, has a first down, he's spun around. And to me, you can do all the fancy things you want, running Bell out of the Wildcat, sending Kucha wide to the right, spread him, do all that. But when you line up with those, with that power eye to the left and run behind their great big left tackle, Zach Irwin, you run Bell like, with Bender blocking up front with a fullback and a halfback, now you got something going. That's how you win playoff games. And they get a first down at we'll call it the 21-yard line. And there's Brogan Sullivan, rumbling. He's all the way down. Looks like he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen Christy. Brogan Sullivan on the handoff. Dragging defenders into the end zone, and it's 34-0. Quite a run, Tom, by Brogan Sullivan, and a lot of traffic up the middle. Not to be denied. Fifth touchdown of the night, and while
while they did have a PAT block, they did score a two-pointer earlier, and this one is drilled right through the upright. So with 2:39 to go in the first half, it is Lumen Christi 35 and Flint Beachers nothing. So let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute. 35-0 here for Lumen. WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Flint Beecher, Greg O'Connor, Tom Bradford, Josh Ankrell. 35-0 here for the Titans. Beecher the ball. 26-yard line following a short kickoff return. We've got a 2020 game, quite a game on K105.3 Grass Lake Springport, 2020 at halftime. And this running play may be back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. First down, and that looks like the freshman, Keegan Smith, in there defensively. Of course, with a 35-0 lead, the point differential rule, commonly known as the
running clock,
mercy rule, but the clock won't run until the second half. So the clock is still, it is running now, just under 2 minutes to go. 35-0 Lumen Christi here in the first half at Flint Beecher. Short shotgun fumble in the backfield. Like Beecher got it back, but they lose more yardage. Falling on the football was Anthony Brown. You can tell the fine young head coach, Courtney Hawkins of the Flint Beecher Bucks, he's doing a good job with what they've got. I think they've had 10 straight years of the playoffs. They were 10-1 just a couple of years ago. I don't know if they have a JV team, but they've got a lot of sophomores on this varsity team. But you can tell that they're not hanging their heads. They're not, they make some mistakes, but they're not as bad as the score would indicate. They throw it long down the middle, and that's knocked away. Kind of batted down by Nick Thomas. I think he could have caught it.
Yeah, could have caught it.
But for one of the few times, they didn't get Beecher offensive receiver did not get past the Titans secondary. Thomas knocked it down. He could have picked it off. I don't know if he thought that was fourth down. It is now fourth and 14. And the adventures of Edion King standing at the 10. Slow snap. Barely got that kick away. And it looked like your sand wedge, Tom. It hit and went sideways. On Wednesday, my sand wedge hit and bit right there. Best round of my life. Hey, when you're playing golf at the end of October in Michigan, it's been a pretty good fall. We play a lot of golf here in November. Oh, we'll play quite a few. I remember last year I drove to Florida. It was right after the Lumen Christi Clinton game, and I played that week. We were bundled up, and it was freezing at Clinton, but a couple of days later I played 18 with Manny and those guys, and I think I headed out of here on Friday.
Lumen up 35, and they just take a knee here with 50 seconds to get in the locker room.
Hmm? Even saw Herb do that last week against Penfield at the end of the game rather than score. He is not going to rub it in.
No.
Under any circumstance.
And they're just trying to run this clock out here. And we're down to about 15 seconds clock running. And that's it. They're going to let the clock run out. 35-0 for Lumen Christi. We're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll come back, check the out-of-town scoreboard. We have a couple features coming up for you. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our sub of the day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. A space heater can be an effective way to warm up a chilly room, but it's essential that you read the instructions on the unit before you use it. If your space heater requires venting, make sure you have it vented to the outdoors. Never use your stove or oven to heat your home. Only use space heaters that are approved for this purpose. Brembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Flint Beecher, 35-0 here at halftime for Lumen Christi. Get a quick update on the out-of-town scoreboard with Tom here. And we have our This Week in High School Sports feature coming up. When we come back after the break, I'll probably have some more scores. Parchment leads Stockbridge 22-7 at the half. It is Leslie 8, Northwest 6. Jackson County Western leads Dexter 29-7. In the K-105-3 game in the battle between the two champions of the Big 8 and the Cascade, it's tied at the half. Grass Lake 20, Springport. Lansing Catholic leads Monroe St. Mary Catholic 27-14. And the bad news from Archie Ross Stadium at Lansing Everett. At the half, it is Lansing Everett 19, Jackson High 3.
Hudson leading Blissfield and Lenawee 28-0 at halftime.
Quick break this week in high school sports. We'll be back in a few minutes. 35-0 Lumen Christi, 970 and 101.5 FM.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704. Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle.
Right now, get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ, stock number 47895. ANZ plan lease, 36-month, 10,500 miles per year, $295 a month with RCL renewal. $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees due at signing. All factory rebates to dealer. See dealer for details.
For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For 4 generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Knights back on top, extra points, and Dotology. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. 2 streaks ended Saturday at the MHSAA Division IV Lower Peninsula Boys Tennis Finals. Longtime powerhouse Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett claimed its first championship in 14 years and broke an 8-year winning streak in knocking off Ann Arbor Green Hills. The Knights edged the Griffons by 2 points in the team standings, and you could say the difference was a gritty performance by a singles player who didn't even reach the finals. Senior TJ Dulac picked up 3 critical points for Liggett in spite of playing with a broken bone in his right hand, which forced him to retire during the regional tournament.
You know, I was happy that I was able to get some shots, work my backhand a little bit more than I'm used to. And, you know, it worked yesterday. It almost worked today. So I was happy with the way everything turned out.
The Knights got titles from Andrew Staccaro at number 4 singles and at number 2 and number 3 doubles from Alex Azar and Davey Sekon at number 2, Spencer Warziak and Craig Bueller at number 3. And coach Mark Sobierowski credits a roster filled with multi-sport participants for his team's success.
It makes you tough, you know, and mentally tough and strong, and they're competitive. You can win a lot of matches just with the guts and just hanging in there. And I always say a good player can win even when they're not playing their best because they'll try something different, you know, and they keep fighting. And that's my team.
You can read all about last weekend's MHSAA Lower Peninsula Finals in boys tennis and girls golf on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And speaking of golf, our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the Midland Dow sister duo, a Stephanie Karras and Alexis Karras, who finished 1-2 individually in leading the Chargers to the Division I crown. Choose the food first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplements. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
When you think business technology, think AOS. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. American Office Solutions offers superior office equipment and services, allowing your business to strive and run the way it should. From copiers and printers to web design, IT services, and document management solutions, AOS is your one-stop source for everything business technology. American Office Solutions. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. Online at getaos.com.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Welcome to Be the Referee with MHSAA Assistant Director Mark Ewell.
For many years at the pro and college levels of football, the PAT, or the extra point kick, really became a ho-hum play. Last year in the NFL, they tried to make the play more exciting by moving the kicker's back, making it almost the distance of a medium-range field goal. Under college rules, they allow the other team, the defense, whenever they get the ball, to try and return it all the way to the other end with the ability to score 2 points. The next high school game you're at, know this, that once the defensive team gets possession of the ball on an extra point or try for point, the try is over and the defense cannot score any points.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Thanks for listening. I'm John Johnson.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net. At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle.
Right now, get a 2017 Ford Escape SE, stock number 47838. ANZ plan lease, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year, 212 a month with Conquest vehicle. 1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, and fees due at signing. All factory rebates to dealer. See dealer for details.
For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks this poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your holdings or your strategy altogether? This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. We can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs. For an appointment, call the Augustine Group at 768-7709.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/6.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And yeah, welcome back to Flint Beecher, a couple minutes away. Start of the second half, we're 35-0. Lumen Christi here at halftime will have a running clock to start the second half, long one, as we're almost 8:30 here as we start the second half. Tom, out of town. Out of town, Grass Lake and Springport are tied at 20 at the end of the first half. Battle Creek Harbor Creek leads Whitehall 23-14. Hudson was leading Blissfield. I had 22-0. It might be worse than that, but you got the idea. Hudson is hammering Blissfield. Lansing Catholic leads Monroe St. Mary Catholic 27-14. Ottawa Lake Whiteford leads Clinton 24-6. Locally, Jackson County Western leads Dexter 29-7. These are all halftime scores. And in the battle of the schools, somebody's going to leave happy. Leslie leads Northwest 8-6. Jackson High is probably not going to leave happy up at Archie Ross right now. It's halftime. Lansing Everett leads Jackson High 19-3. And in this one, it's all Lumen Christi, 35-0 over the Bucks of Flint Beecher. 35-0 here. Montague 47, Fremont 7 at the half. Just in. And Morency leads Adrian Madison at halftime, 21-7. Both of those teams have had pretty good campaigns. We'll have all the scores tomorrow again from 8 to 10, 101.9 FM. So again, at 35-0, we do have the running clock to start this second half, and the two teams have trickled back toward the field. Again, right after this game, take you to end of the Red Wing tilt tonight with Nashville Predators. Tomorrow night, the Wings hosting San Jose, so a couple pretty tough teams into the Joe Louis Arena. The no score at the end of the first period, Detroit and Nashville. Columbus leading Chicago 3-1. Arizona and the Islanders are 2-2 on the ice of the National Hockey League. Lansing Sexton, Greg, has a 26-0 lead over Lansing Eastern at the half. That will put Sexton into the playoffs. And they're likely, you know, they're Division Four, likely to be Division Five. And I don't know if you caught this, but Chelsea was leading pretty good as we've got the second half kickoff underway. Chelsea had a pretty good sized lead at halftime. Coldwater has a 21-14 lead over Traverse City West with 10:37 to go in the third quarter.
Good game there. That was number 80 on the run back for Lumen. We don't even have one in our media guide. They got it out to the 29-yard line, and Lumen has the football. And a 35-0 lead.
I don't think Beecher's got a JV team, so these kids probably didn't play, so they're all off.
Well, the boatload of sophomores on their regular roster.
And a freshman starting tonight, Keegan Smith at right tackle for Lumen.
First down. Kucha remains in there. They run a little dive play up the middle for about nothing.
Yeah, that was the Sullivan, and he was hit pretty good up front by big old 62, Jameer McKellar.
Yeah, the freshman starting at right tackle. And Big Zach Irwin not out there right now. At the left side. That is, I believe, Richardson. Kucha back to throw. He flips it out here. Caught. Short gain for Tobin Stanton. Got about 5 yards out to the 35. We'll bring up a third down and six. That roster disappeared here. Just can't make this up.
It must have been really bad the first 15 minutes of the broadcast when that cable wasn't plugged in and all you could hear was the PA. Because these mics were dead.
There's a handoff. Bo Bell has a first down, and he's out near midfield of the 48-yard line. Blast off the right side. Right over the freshman, Keegan Smith. And the clock runs judiciously here. 9:15 and counting. The Titans up 35-0.
And it does even seem like the Titans are taking a little bit more time than normal to get the play in, to try to stretch this out a little bit. They certainly don't want to show anybody up out of the eye.
Oh, ooh, they give it to Bolton. He's destroyed in the backfield. Number 21, Anthony Brown, fullback, linebacker, appeared to be untouched, just destroyed Jarrett Bolton.
I think he came from the linebacker spot. He was untouched, made the tackle, dropped Bolt for the loss of two.
Second and 12. So the last score we had, K-105 game, 20-20 at the half, Springport and Grass Lake. And, of course, we have Michigan 40 tomorrow, 2:30. Fighting Illini. There's a buck up the middle for about 4 or 5 yards. That was Sullivan, Brogan Sullivan. Greg, with Sullivan and Bolton in the backfield. Tom.
With 5:36 to play in the third quarter, Columbia Central and Hillsdale are tied at 21.
Hillsdale would get to 5-4 with the win. Columbia might get a home playoff date if they can win. So important game there. Third down, about... Third and about seven here, and we have a flag. Over at Springport in the Big 8 Cascades Championship. 10:03 to go in the third quarter. It's Springport 20. Actually, it's Grass Lake 27, Springport 20. So Grass Lake has taken the lead. Lumen took a timeout there. I don't know if they, it looked like to me he waved the flag off. If I read that properly, which could be debatable. Titans 35-0 here, and they're talking it over. A few new numbers in there, including both the running backs, Jarrett Bull, Brogan Sullivan in the backfield with Troy Kucha. So we'll find out Sunday night, 7 o'clock, selection show, Fox Sports Detroit for all eight classes here in the playoffs. And the ninth class, also eight-man football, they'll start their playoffs next week as well. So they did wave the flag off. It's third and a long seven here. They just run it up the middle. Brogan Sullivan for about 2 yards. That was that fullback trap just up the gut again. The right guard pulled back to the left. Just got a couple of yards. Clock is running. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi leads feature 35-0. And the Titans look like they're going to kick here on fourth and about five. Cameron White, the junior, stands back at his 40. The snapper's T.J. McCulley. High snap. He grabs it, though. This kick will trick. Good kick. Trickling down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. You know, the snap by McCulley was just above the, about helmet high. But he really, you could see he put some steam on it. That was something that snapping coach Frank Pomerico really works on. And McCulley's turned into a pretty good one. Clock run, 6 minutes to go, 35-0. See what the Titans have. They have most of their regulars from defense are out there, Tom. Very first play of the second half, Lansing Everett goes about 50 yards on a touchdown pass, on a little swing pass. So with 11:48 to go in the third quarter, it's Lansing Everett 26, Jackson 3. Here's the handoff, not much there. Just maybe back to the line of scrimmage or the 10-yard line to Ellison. Also in the CAAC, according to Jackson basketball coach Dan Crowley, at the half, it's Holt 27, Grand Ledge 3. Wow, there's a shocker. I believe Holt was 4-4 then. That's their record up there. They are. Yeah, they could get in. Second, let's call it about 10. They fire one out here, and the flat has dropped. That can't pass. Should have been caught. Good throw. Rowland just dropped it. Passed by Enrice. And a third down and 10 here, Beecher. Clock running quickly. 4:40 left in the third. And it probably can't run quick enough for anybody here. Third and long. He's back to throw it. Now he's going to run up the middle. He ain't got room. And he's got, looks like he's got a first down. out over the 20-yard line. That's nothing more than a quarterback draw.
He's good at kicking around, yeah.
You know what? He throws a pretty good ball, too.
I believe, let me check my notes here.
He is a senior. One of just a handful on this ball club. Coached by Courtney Hawkins, former Spartan. And a first down Beecher. Right at about the 20. And here's the handoff. And nothing to snowed under. Ellison lost about a yard. And we're down to 3:30 clock running. Titans 35-0. And Tom mentioned bad news from Lansing and Everett tonight. Jackson getting pounded, especially when you come out and give up the first play of the half. And you can picture it, if it was a 50-yarder, that meant that Jackson High had an onside kick. Quarterback wings it long, and that's incomplete. Lathers on the coverage. Ernie Sanders out there, freshman. Ernest can run. It seems like he's one of the main targets of the passing game here for the Buccaneers. Bring up a third and about a dozen. We're down to 2:30 here in the third. Anyway, Chelsea had a 28-0 lead over Gabriel Richard, middle of the third quarter, and they will finish at 9-0. The Bulldogs, nice feature on them. How about Stockbridge? They've scored again. They were behind early, and they have taken a 31-22 lead over Parchment. Third and long, they flare it out here in the sideline. That's incomplete, almost intercepted. Over there for Lumen, Bobby Willis with the coverage, and he almost picked it. It's fourth and very long. End of the third quarter, Portland leads Marshall 14-7. Portland wins, they'll finish 9-0. Marshall's a funny team. They've played some good ball, they've beat some good teams, and then Western beat them. There's the punt. Lumen has nobody back. They'll just let it roll and roll. A pretty good kick there, by the way, by Edion King. Eddie. By the way, you know, Western, they're going to get a win tonight to go end the season at 3-6. Pretty much a rough year for them. They played some good games, but one of their wins was Marshall, and that's, it was really highly unlikely. Action brought to you tonight in part, Wells Fargo Advisors. Jamie Grace, give Jamie a call. All your financial advice and guidance, Wells Fargo Advisors. We're down to 45 seconds. New quarterback for Lumen. And that would be Joe Barrett. Joe Barrett. That's a pretty good running room here for Jeremy Bradley. Picks up 5 or 6 yards on first down. Yeah, Barrett was the JV quarterback. As everybody's up, 7 yards there for Bradley. That will end very quick, but not quick enough. Third quarter. 35-0 Lumen, back in a minute on 970 and 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Josh Ankrell's favorite quarter is the fourth quarter, brought to you by B&G Landscape. And let's see, Lumen with the football. Joe Barrett in at quarterback, and they have a third down of about five here. Again, we started the second half running clock. Second back, a couple yards. Bradley out to the just about midfield, and Lumen will have a fourth down likely kick here. Tom. Jackson High's Shawnee Sutton just scored on a 15-yard touchdown run. So with 7:20 to go in the third, it's Lansing Everett 26, Jackson High 10. Springport has just scored with 5:05 to go in the third. So Springport and Grass Lake are tied at 27. Wow, 5:05 to go in the third. Good game on K105.3, the final football frenzy event of the year. And Lumen on fourth. Kick it here. Cameron White kicks it out of bounds near the 20-yard line. About a, and we do have a flag out here. Down to the 15. That was about a 28-yard kick. No return for Cameron White. Clock stopped here, 10:22 for the penalty. Beecher will have the football. And Lumen has a lot of backup people with on defense. Weather report also brought to you by B&G Landscape. I hope the floor heat on your car is working now. Yeah, Lincoln's got those heated seats, so I cannot wait to get there.
Which was better than bringing that van up here,
which may not.
That was the best decision of the day.
A post-possession penalty on the Bucksters. And they're back at their 7. They run a draw play. And Ellison going to be hit out of bounds. Whole backup group in here for Lumen. Got out near the 14-yard line. Second down at about 3. Check some of the tight numbers here. We have, well, I don't have some of these numbers. Per usual. Cody Callahar up there. This will be a first down. That's a nice run. That's Ellison. That's a very nice run. I think we got a lot of JBs out there.
Yeah.
But the kids, and they're very small, these kids on the field for Lumen Christi, but that's a good experience for these guys. TJ McCauley, 52, didn't make it into the media guide. We have no 21. Let's see, we have no, there are a lot of numbers we don't have. So we apologize for that. Back to throw on first. He's going to run. And he fumbles. Look out, the ball's loose, and Lumen has it. and they're running with it. Jarrett Bull down to the 10-yard line. I didn't see who stripped the ball from the quarterback, but Logan Christie ended up with it. Bolt gets down inside the about the 11-yard line. And we have a Beecher player down. That'll stop the clock. Tom out of town. Battle Creek Penfield has a 22-19 lead over Olivet late in the third. Up north, Kingsford and Escanaba are tied at 21 in the third. At the end of three, it's Saline 38, Birmingham Groves nothing. River Rouge leads Riverview 28-6. I believe Rouge will go to 8-1, with their only loss being that bad decision they made in the second week or first week on that forfeit to Chelsea. Western leads Dexter 43-7 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. So a nice end of the season for Jackson County Western and Coach Dave Mifsud. Holt leads Grand Ledge 30-7 with 10:55 left in that game. Head scratcher there. Isn't that something?
Wow. Injured player on the field would take an injury timeout. Back to 2 minute timeout. We'll be back. 35-0 Lumen. 970, 101.5 FM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Titans are down about the 6-yard line after that fumble recovery. Teach out down to the 6. And the Titans 6 yards away from another score. 7 to go, clock running. And again, we have Barrett at quarterback. All backup players in there. Cooper White doing the snapping. Here's a run. Now near the good touchdown, Lumen. Jeremy Bradley. Good for him. Good little guy right there, Bradley. Good job, Pager. 41-0 into that far corner of the end zone. And with 6:40 to go in this game, it's Lumen Christie 41, Beecher nothing. Extra point coming up for Lumen. They have about 40 players on the field.
Or more.
At this point,
doesn't make a lot of difference.
Nah, just make sure you just don't want to see anybody get hurt. In fact, Lumen will run for two here, and they're not even going to kick. Yeah, it's probably better off to just run a play rather than try to get a kick off.
They'll just run one. Protect
they're going to take a knee.
Damn it. Why does the clock stop?
It stops on scores.
Okay.
And the Titans will await the Saturday night show, see what's going on. But, Tom, they're likely to get minimum two home playoff games, if not three. Hard to, you know, you win. Yeah, you don't know because you have no idea of where they end up. I'm assuming they're in six. It's probably, last year they were near the very top of six. They may have been one of the largest class Division VI schools in the playoffs. This year, of course, they're a little smaller. They had 400-something kids. This year it's 380, so they're down a little bit lower. Probably, they're only going to be a handful of schools underneath that line into Division VI. So you never know. Remember last year, Jackson was 7-2, and they had two home playoff games, and you really didn't think that could happen. But the way things worked out, they played Livonia Churchill and, I want to say, Franklin, and they were, one was 5-4 and the other was 6-3, and they ended up with two home games. And would have had a third had they could have won that second game.
Kicked by Lumen goes out of bounds. So the clock has to run here in about 5 minutes. That kick out of bounds and another flag to boot.
Tom, out of town. Jackson High has scored again. Shawnee Sutton scored on a 3-yard touchdown run. So with 4 minutes left in the third quarter, it's now Lansing Everett 26, Jackson High 16.
Need two more. Plenty of time.
Oh, gosh, yes. 4 minutes to go in the third.
See where they're going to put the ball. Personal foul against Beecher, so start at the 35, but take it all the way back to the 20. And we finally wind that clock up after a long delay. And we're at the 20. Beecher will finish the year. Now they won their first two, lost four in a row, 1-2, and they'll lose here and finish at 4-5. Give it to Ellison. Gets outside. And he's chased out of bounds about the 30-yard line. You know, the thing about his speed there.
Yeah, he's pretty quick. Features four wins. Three of them were against schools that were 0-8, and the only other win was against E-Course that was 4-4. But they play some pretty good teams in the Genesee Red. A lot of those teams are good. Lake Fenton is real good, Montrose and Corona and Mount Morris. So it's a pretty good brand of football. And you even look at their playoff losses the last couple of years. One of them was the New Lothrop. And, New Lothrop, very well known around Division 6 and 7.
Fumble in there. Looks like Beecher recovered. Big 70 out there for Lumen. Caleb Garrison. 35. Spencer Mazur, Giovanni Siciliano.
Siciliano. Always enjoy seeing these kids in.
Second and 12 after that botched snap. They throw one out here and that's incomplete. Clock runs, 4:20 to go. Just about 9 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson. And again, we'll, right after this game's over, Subshot Player of the Game for Bob Richardson and the crew. Ratch will run down the scores quick. We'll get that car heated up. Beecher throwing it, caught. Lumen misses the tackle down the sideline.
all the way down to the Lumen 38. You know, we can start the car from here.
I think Beecher's going to score here and drag this off.
Yeah.
We're down to 320. Just joining us, 41-0 Lumen. They led 35-0 at halftime. Beecher out of the shotgun. Edris fires it out here, caught. And that'll be close to a first down. The clock now down to 2:50 left. Lumen shuffling players in and out here. Make sure everybody gets on the field tonight. A lot of numbers that we don't have. Second down and a yard. They pitch it to Ellison. Turns the corner, down the sideline, touchdown. Touchdown. Oh, Beecher breaks the shutout here. 2:20 left. I knew that would happen. Yeah, with the older kids running against the JVs and the, you know, basically 9th and 10th graders, you could see it. So with 2:20 to go in the game, it's Lumen Christi 41 and Beecher 6. See what Beecher does on the extra point here. We'll zip you off to that Red Wing game here in a couple minutes. Wings lead 1-0 midway in the second period over Nashville. Fourth quarter tonight brought to you by B&G Landscape. Got mulch, got cold feed, I know that. They bring you the weather also. Extra point attempt for Beecher. That kick is up and good. Take a minute break. We'll come back, see if we can wrap this one up. 41-7, Lumen Christi, 970, 101.5 FM.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Beecher kicking off here, 2:20 to go. Titans now up by 34. King kicks it off deep. And that's Jared Bolt on the run back. And he's out to about the 35. Yeah, he ran straight to the left sideline and didn't get much gain. He ran about 30 yards across the field, got a return of about maybe 3 or 4. And we'll see if the Titans can run the clock out here. Last check, Grass Lake Springport, 27 apiece. Quite a game on K105.3.
in the CAAC blue on the final night of the season. It's with 4 minutes to go in the game. Lansing Everett leads Jackson 26-16. And with 5:45 left, Grand Ledge has scored again. So it's Holt 30, Grand Ledge 20.
Titans have Barrett in at quarterback. They just run it up the middle. A couple yards, that looked like, for the Titans. Teach out for a couple yards.
Jackson County Western leads Dexter 50-14. Late in the game.
Yeah, Dexter's really bad. No, they're going to finish it 0-9.
And Hillsdale leads Columbia Central 28-21 with 2 minutes and 21 seconds left in the game.
We're down to 90 seconds here.
Also in the CAAC blue, it's Lansing Sexton 32, Lansing Eastern nothing. About 11 minutes left in that one.
Fake to teach out, give it to Bolt. He's about a yard short of a first down. And I think we'll have one more running play, and that should do it. Titans had a first possession of the game. Beecher hit a long pass down to the 5-yard line, but Lumen stopped the Bucks. They could not get in the end zone, and from there on in, it was all Lumen.
You know, that was about the only thing Beecher did very well tonight, is they were able to get their receivers past the tight defenders, and they threw the ball fairly decently, but they just didn't have enough going for them tonight.
Here's a drive up the middle for a first down. Or was there a fumble? Like Lumen fumbled, and it's picked up by Beecher. Oh, goodness. That would have ran the clock out. Now Beecher out for the final 30 seconds. Subway Sub Shop player of the game tonight will go with Troy Kucha. Really improved his game this year for the Titans at quarterback. Troy Kucha, Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Feature throwing here. Quarterback being chased, and he's going to be hit, and down he goes. Good tackle there by... Logan Miner, and this is likely the last play of the game. 5 seconds left. Beecher trying to get a snap off. They do it with 2 seconds. They throw it long, and that will be knocked away. And that is the football game. Final score, Lumen Christie 41, Lynn Beecher 7. Again, Troy Kucha, Lumen's junior quarterback. Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Lumen finishes solid season. They lost 2 of their first 3, and they finish at 7-2. And playing very well heading into the playoffs. Tom, final look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Oh, boy. Lansing Everett just scored again with 1:04 left in the third quarter. So it's Lansing Everett 34, Jackson High 16. Just when the Vikings had scored 2 straight touchdowns and it looked like they were going to give the Vikings of Everett a game, Everett comes back and scores. Interesting out-of-state score with 9:21 to go in the ball game. West Catholic just kicked a field goal, but they still trail Allendale 23-20. At the end of the third quarter, it's Coldwater 21, Traverse City West 14. Final score, Hudson beat Blissfield 35-0.
Western was leading Dexter 50-14. It was very late in that one. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. Hillsdale leads Columbia 28-21. At last check, the Grass Lake Springport game was tied at 27. I don't know if we have anything in from the captain over on K105.3.
Nothing new.
Sexton was leading Eastern 32-0. And a good one going on at Grand Ledge. It was Holt 30, Grand Ledge 20. Midway through the fourth quarter as Grand Ledge mounted quite a comeback.
Again, 41-7, the final here. Let's take you to Red Wing Hockey. Nashville leading the Wings 2-1 as we pick up action here on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM was brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, The Collector Zone, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, The Protection Center, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Northwest Community Schools, Shanko Boot Shop, Brembo, The Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.